Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim, and I have a really fantastic show for you today. And what we are going to do is we're going to be going through a massive exercise. So I really want you to grab a pen and paper and kind of do this as we're going through, and you will most likely need to repeat the show a few times to get the big sort of outcome from it. But I've just been talking to so many practitioners lately, and they are so just stuck in a rut. They can't get out of their brain and their negative thoughts and what they are telling themselves and the stories that they're creating for themselves with regards to their potential and their ability to achieve success. And, you know, like I'd be absolutely lying to you if I haven't experienced those days or weeks. But with my mindset and with what I've been working on personally, I can get myself out of that thinking really quickly. So it's not that you have to be completely devoid of any sort of negative thought, but it's just how quickly can you acknowledge the thought, kind of spin out of it, and get yourself back onto the positive track. And of course, easier said than done. And everybody gets inspired by watching people like Brené Brown and Mel Robbins and Tony Robbins and all these people. But it really does take a lot of training and effort and mindfulness to stay on that track. And all that I want for you is to be able to get back on tracks quicker every single time. So I brought on a good friend of mine, Fernanda Echenique, who I have met, and we talk about this in the interview, who I met at BBD Live, I would say almost a year ago, maybe 9 months ago, before I joined the mastermind group that we're in. And I didn't think that what would evolve with our meeting would. And she has been a massive impact into my ability to continue to stay on track and to continue to stay focused. And so I knew that I had to get her onto the show. So we will be jumping to that interview very shortly. What I also wanted to let you guys know is I have a brand new training available on my website. You can go to maximizebusiness.ca/program. webinar, and you can opt in and you can watch that training, and it's all about how to craft your signature program and triple the lifetime value of your patients or clients. So definitely check that out, maximizebusiness.ca/program webinar, and you can watch that to your heart's content and really start taking action on creating what was for me an incredibly pivotal program in my practice as well as in the success of my practice. So definitely have a listen there, but we're going to jump onto that interview with Fernanda right now. Hello, Fernanda. Thank you so much for coming on to the Profitable Practice Podcast today. I have been looking forward to this show for about a month now. You've, I think, been on my schedule. And you are calling all the way in from Stockholm, Sweden, which I think is so cool. But we got to meet at BBD. So for those that have been following along with my podcast, I am part of James Wedmore's Next Level Mastermind Group. And you, we met at BBD Live before we even joined that. We were sitting at the same table. And now we're part of the same like mini mastermind group. So I think it was just like, you know, totally the universe bringing us together. And you've helped me, and we'll talk about this later, you helped me kind of work through some obstacles I was having with my performance and my mindset. So I knew I had to have you on the show to help everybody else out. So thank you so much for being here. And I would love for you to tell everybody a little bit more about you and what it is that you do and why you do what you do.
So thank you, Andrea, for having me. I am so excited to be on your show. And yeah, we met at BBD, and I totally agree. The universe brought us together. So thank you so much for having me here today.
No, it was totally my pleasure. And again, give everybody that background story onto who it is that you started targeting and kind of how your business has evolved.
Absolutely. So I started dancing when I was around 17 years old. And a year later, I was accepted into a big Swedish dance school, the Swedish Ballet Academy, where only 10% of the people get accepted. And I got into my first try, and I graduated as one of our top students and was awarded one of the biggest scholarships for dancers in Sweden. And then I spent around 10 years working in the dance world. And after that, I had my first child, and I wanted to change careers. And I decided to pursue one of my other passions, big passions, math and economics. So I got an MBA, and I, while working full time and while raising two small kids, because I had my second child during my studies, and I graduated not only earlier, but I was offered my dream job even 1 year before finishing my study. But, and here is the big but, even though I was a high achiever, even though I was successful in my studies, in my career, in my life, I was still failing big time. I was still completely not being able to manage or eat in a normal way. My eating was totally out of control. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even stick to a simple food plan. Even if I tried every single day, every morning I woke up with determination. Today I will do this. I will manage to have a perfect food day. And I couldn't do it. And it just drove me nuts. And I truly was just struggling with this for the longest time. And here's where it kind of gets interesting, because I had been studying mindfulness for over 10 years. And for the first time, I could understand. I stumbled upon something about brain science and neuroscience and started to incorporate it. All that theory into my mindfulness practice. Mm-hmm. And everything shifted. My mindset just changed. And it took time and dedication, but I kind of rewired my own thinking and my brain. And through that, I discovered that I could apply this superpower, this skill, to any area of my life. And I decided to start sharing this with people. So this is kind of the work that I do. I teach this to high achievers, people who are super successful in life and in their careers, entrepreneurs who are, you know, doing things, accomplishing things in their lives. But is there one thing that they can't figure out? Food, and how to break through that, how to really rewire their brain so that they can have complete control around food again. And then I started also branching out from that, because people started asking me, like, please, can you teach my husband or, you know, my friend, or other people want to know about this because it's truly life-changing. So from there, I also started coaching, entrepreneurs and high achievers, executives, CEOs, people who are already at a higher level, but you just can't have inner blocks and can't get through their inner glass ceiling, and mm-hmm. and really want to perform at a higher level, really need to perform at a higher level, and have big dreams and goals to pursue. So that's what I do today.
And I'm sure based on that description alone, everybody knows why you're here. And now they're probably thinking, well, I want to, that sounds like me. That's exactly what I need. And the biggest blockages that I find we have, especially as entrepreneurs, and we talked about this before the call, is I feel that most of the people that I speak to and listen to when they talk to other people or post on social media about their struggles is, I feel for us as healthcare practitioners, we weren't prepared to be automatic entrepreneurs. We thought, well, I've just spent, 5, 6, 10 years learning the medical side of things. And that's where my brain is. My brain is on the nurturing. It's on the giving. It's on the heart-centered care. But when it comes to entrepreneurship, I'm just not meeting the goals that I want to. I'm feeling overwhelmed and frustrated and defeated and not successful and a failure. And this is my lifeline. Like, in order for me to provide what I was born to do to the people that need me, I need to also be taking care of myself. And so this is why I really wanted to have you on the show today, was to kind of walk through number one, and where I think we should really talk about first is where those thoughts are coming from in the brain and how to kind of acknowledge those thoughts. And then we can go on to kind of reversing the thinking patterns, if you will. So would you mind starting us off there?
Absolutely. And so here's the thing, right? Like you said, Andrea, we're not born in kind of entrepreneurs in that sense. We're born human beings, and human beings have a brain. They have a 2 million year old brain running the show in the background, the subconscious, as we like to call it. And I know it can sound totally woo-woo-ish, like, yeah, the subconscious, and maybe we do not pay attention to that, and we keep on just pushing through life and using willpower. But here's the thing, mindfulness really shows us the power of mindfulness that we do have, actually, this primitive, lower, ancient brain that is running the show. And as you pointed out, Andrea, also, that is the part of the brain that is kind of all the time coming up with all this habitual, old, repetitive thinking that holds us back, that gets in the way. And what mindfulness does, which is actually basically the art of paying attention, helps us and shows us how to stop paying attention to these thoughts. And not only that, the power of mindfulness, when we start looking at it at from a neuroscience perspective, it shows you how to refocus your attention. Like what you said, reverse engineering your thinking to something else, something more powerful that will get you to where you want to be. A person that is performing at the highest level, a person that does not hold back, a person that does what needs to be done, a person that maybe plays more in a fearless way and, you know, takes risk with confidence and are able to hit those goals and be showing up fully in your business as you need to do when you are an entrepreneur. So I cannot stress enough the power of mindfulness and to really, really deeply immerse yourself and understand how it rewires the brain and how it retrains the brain to let go of thoughts and to instead hold on to new, powerful thoughts. So essentially what you're doing through the power of mindfulness is showing that ancient 2 million year old brain where you want the attention to go instead.
Exactly. And I think the biggest thing is we want to acknowledge where the negative thoughts are coming from and start embracing more of the positive thoughts. So when you and I first went through this together, my biggest struggle was I felt the best when I woke up first thing in the morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning. That would give me time to sit down at my computer, do some work, maybe go to the gym early. And I could not, for whatever reason, get myself out of bed early. And there was nothing that was stopping me from doing it, except every time my alarm would go off, I would create an excuse, a reason to stay in bed, hit the snooze button, not do what I personally actually wanted to do. I didn't feel obligated. I didn't feel I had to. This was what I desired to do. And my lower brain, as you explained, was always saying, no, just stay in bed a little bit longer. Or why do you need to work so hard? Or, you know, why do you need to get up so early? Can't you just have a life? Can't you sleep in too? And you walked me through a beautiful exercise of how to not only acknowledge when those thoughts are coming in, but how to kind of reverse engineer those thoughts. So I'd love for you to walk through, as I mentioned, that kind of example of where to start with somebody and start with, you know, if this is what your thought is, this is where it's coming from. And then this is how we work around to improve the acknowledgement of those thoughts.
Absolutely. So before we do that, let me just expand a little bit. So yes, we have that primitive lower brain. And it is the primitive habitual brain, the part that sits next to the habit center or reward center. But that is not the whole thing. We have evolved from that lower brain. So we do have also the what is called the prefrontal cortex, the higher brain, the executive part of the brain. And that is who we truly are. And that is our mind. So it's really truly the mind over the brain. And the thing is, as you said, Andrea, what we worked through, you and me, is that the lower brain will do anything to keep you safe and what it believes it is, you know, for your survival, necessary for your survival. And it will do anything to talk you out of doing things that are uncomfortable or getting out of your comfort zone, essentially. And it will actually hijack your mind to even drag you back down. And, you know, so you're staying in bed, you will not get up or not be showing up in your business or not pursuing your goals mm-hmm. and dreams. So the lower brain can be extremely powerful in that sense, that it can talk you out of anything, especially when you are unaware of it. And the only thing required is to be aware of it. Once you start shining a light on it, then things start to change. And we can do the, as I like to call it, the circle of being that I did with you, Andrea, as well. And so here's the thing, right? If you're listening right now and you are having all these thoughts that sometimes you might be unaware of these thoughts, but some of these thoughts might be in your consciousness that you are aware of. For example, I'm a failure. I can't make money. I am overwhelmed. I can't stay focused. And that is the lower brain talking to you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it keeps on repeating all these crap, this negative stuff and dragging you down and holding you back. And making it impossible for you to break through to the next level or perform at your best or always showing up or doing what you set your mind to do, like getting up early and going, you know, to the gym, doing things or being fully present in your business or working on your business even. So the lower brain will keep on talking, I'm a failure, I can't make money. So, and then what happens? So if I walk you guys, all of you, and Andrea, maybe we can use this, you can play along with me.
Sure.
We can use the thought, I am a failure and I can't make money.
Okay? Yes.
These two together. So here's this circle of being that I like to teach my clients. So it starts with the being, who we are being. And this is so important to understand, guys, because who we are being in the moment is the thoughts we are having and the feelings that those thoughts create. Because that comes down to the deepest truth, that feelings create, thoughts create our feelings, okay? So if we're having the thought, Andrea, if you are having the thought, mm-hmm. I'm a failure and I can't make any money, okay? That is part of who you are being.
Yes.
So tell me, what feelings do you have when you hear those thoughts? I'm a failure, I can't make money.
Like, I feel depressed, I feel unworthy, I feel like I'm not contributing to my family. So I feel a tremendous amount of, like not disrespect, but that my family is also kind of feeling like I'm not, successful. And, you know, you promised you were going to provide, and this is why you went to school for so long. You should be able to make money, like those type of thoughts. I feel like I want to just curl up into like a small little corner and not talk to anybody and just give up. I feel like I want to quit. I feel like I'm so stressed. I just don't feel whole or positive or that I'm living my truth. Like I just feel like I'm being so pushed down by all the expectations that I can't center myself.
Yeah, got it. So again, if we go to the circle of who we are being in every moment, exactly what you said earlier. So being the thoughts, I'm a failure, I can't make money, and the feelings that come along those. So you feel depressed and not worthy and hopeless and mm-hmm. really feeling like not worthy, as you said. And so here's what happens. The being drives the doing. So what do you then do when you feel depressed and not worthy and a bad maybe spouse or a bad parent and just not showing up fully. What happens? What is your doing? What is it that you habitually do when you feel like this?
I either do nothing and just come home and watch TV and completely disassociate myself from the business, or I will constantly be grabbing at shiny objects and not complete any of them and just be busy for the sake of being busy, but not actually accomplish anything. Everything is very frantic. I start, you know, reaching for anything that somebody says that I should be doing, I start doing, but I have no logic behind it. I start investing in things that I shouldn't be investing in. So I actually put myself into a deeper hole because I don't have any vision. I start having more arguments and fights with my family because I'm feeling so stressed. So I'm taking it out on them, which starts to create rifts with my marriage and the relationship with my kids. I just become self-destructive, even going back to eating. I'll just say, well, you know what, F it. I'm just going to eat all the bad food because I don't feel good. Yeah. I don't go to the gym. I sleep in. I don't do anything productive.
So once again, so I'm going to do like a recap at every step. So from the being, it's what we are thinking and what we're feeling. So you're thinking, I'm a failure, I can't make money. Those create feelings of depression, not worthy, just feelings of a loser, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those drive the doing. So the doing, as you said, what happens? You procrastinate. You have scattered attention. Nothing gets done. You're frantic, running after shiny objects. It's just a big mess. So what is the done then? So we go from being to doing to done. So what is the done? What is the outcome of procrastinating, of investing in whatever just in a frantic way and having scattered attention? What, and like you said, eating whatever and just not pursuing your goals. What is the outcome? What is the done?
Again, I have now a poor relationship with my family. I have a poor relationship with myself. I am now more overweight. I don't have any energy. My business is not successful. It's not any more successful because, you know, I haven't done anything to contribute to its success. And I'm basically just like chasing my tail. So still... Yeah. I haven't achieved anything. I haven't gotten any further. I'm still stuck.
Awesome. So from being to doing to done, from being thinking I'm a failure, I can't make money, then you start feeling depressed, not worthy. The doing, you procrastinate, scattered attention, you're frantic. And the outcome of all of that is that your business is stuck. You are stuck, right? Mm-hmm. You're suffering, it's spilling over to your family and you gain weight.
Yeah.
So the outcome is pretty bad when you stack it all together and you go back and look and you see one single thought, I'm a failure and I can't make money, right? Or two thoughts or whatever, just crap from the lower brain. But just a thought is creating the outcome in your life in a very tangible and real way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the circle who we are being. And this is the point A person, right? The point A where you are now. And your reality in this moment, and for everyone listening, if you think about it in your life in this moment, who am I being in this moment? This is who you are being. It starts with a thought.
Mm-hmm.
And a thought has that power. It creates the outcomes all the time. So the question is then, how do we become point B person? How do we rewire our thinking? How do we change these thinking patterns? Because once you start understanding the circle of being, you start to also understand where the cause of anything in your life comes from. And it's not from the doing. You're doing more, working harder, whatever you think you're doing, it's going to help. It doesn't start there. It starts with being. And being starts with a thought. So once you kind of get that aha moment and you truly start noticing and seeing that in your life, everything changes. And here's the cool thing, that with the power of mindfulness, you can actually then rewire this whole thinking loop, this whole circle of being. And through mindfulness, which is the power of the art of paying attention, we can start paying attention to the only thing that matters and the only thing that causes anything in your life, which is a thought. So mindfulness opens up that ability, that awareness, and higher lifting your consciousness to be able to see the crap the lower brain is saying, to be able to see your thinking, to be able to understand that, oh, it's thinking, it's my thoughts that are creating all these things in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So from there, Andrea, if you want to, we can reverse engineer this process to see whatever else we can end up with, okay?
Yes.
So if you reverse engineer that, let's start with done. Then what would be awesome? Like, what would blow your own mind to have as an outcome? Every day you would say, wow, this is the outcome that I'm having. What would that be? Give me an example.
The done would be I'd wake up happy and excited to go to work. I would wake up and have a beautiful morning, stress-free with my kids and not feel rushed to get them to where they need to go. You know, I'd be happy to see my husband and give him a big hug and kiss goodbye, which would start both of our days off great. When I get to work, it's running like a well-oiled machine. There's not like a ton of files that I need to follow up with. There's patients on the schedule. The schedule is almost fully booked, but not overwhelmingly so. And when I check my bank account, it's comfortable. It's not excessive, but it's comfortable, and I don't feel that I'm not going to be able to pay my bills or worry about any extra expenses that occur. Everything is just wonderful and easy and stress-free.
Okay, awesome. Love that. So that's the done, right? Mm-hmm. The done is just actually what you're describing is kind of living a life you love.
Mm-hmm.
Things, you know, you're accomplishing the things you set your mind to and acting in a way that is aligned with who you want to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we look then, we go one step back up again in the circle of being. So we go to doing. What do you need to do consistently then to have those results, to have that outcome where you are just doing your best in your business, calmly accomplishing all the tasks that needs to be done, you know, having a great relationship with your family, going to bed early so you wake up super refreshed and with energy. What do you need to do?
Yeah, I think scheduling my time better. So I'm scheduling focused, working on my business time, and then completely focused, spending time with my family time. So I'm not mixing the two, which can become stressful. I'm waking up perhaps a little bit earlier to get some of the administrative tasks out of the way at the beginning of the day, or finding time throughout the week where I can assign this to administrative tasks or charting or something like that. So again, kind of really laying out my schedule and sticking to it.
Let me stop you there for a second. So this is what I see the mistake most people do, okay? So when we look at the doing and when we, like you said, and we focus immediately on our schedule. But if we just stop for a second and think, okay, how many times have you made a perfect schedule and had everything in order and still did it not do what you set your mind to do?
Totally, yes, like every time.
Every time, right? Yeah. So it happens so many times. We're like, I'm just planning everything and it's perfectly outlined. And why am I not doing this? Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So it does make sense. Because here's the thing, right? We look at the being again. The being is still running the show. It is still running the show regardless of our schedule. It does not care. So if, like you said, if we want our doing to be like, okay, I'm organized, meaning I have everything under control, my schedule is set out, and I have my tasks ahead of me, I know what to do, so I don't have to think about that, it would not, you know, take up headspace. So if we bring that up to our being, what do you need to be feeling in order to just kind of do all the tasks and do everything that's on your calendar, even if you schedule it or not? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That you just do what needs to be done. What would you need to feel to follow through on all your goals and dreams and tasks ahead of you?
Absolutely unwaveringly committed.
Ha, love that. What else? So you need to feel committed. What else?
Radically responsible for all of my choices.
Love it. What else?
I'd have to feel achieved. So when I do execute what I want to execute and I see the results, then I feel that inner sense of achievement.
Okay, that comes afterwards.
Oh, sorry.
Before, in order to complete, to follow through on everything you set your mind to, what do you need to feel?
Trusting. Yeah, is that a good one? Like trusting that it'll all work out?
Sometimes it works really well when I get my clients to start thinking about opposites. So is it a good idea to feel frantic, as you said, and overwhelmed?
Focused.
Ha, exactly. What else?
I think positive. Always feeling positive about everything, the day, how everything's going to work out.
And what's the opposite of frantic?
So I think focused for me was a good opposite. What would another word be?
You think of overwhelmed then.
Oh, okay. So I would feel calm.
Yeah. So you sometimes kind of easy when you will look at what our lower brain is saying. Oh, I'm so overwhelmed. Oh, I'm a failure. Oh, I can't, I can't focus. Okay. So look at the opposites.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to feel calm. You need to feel centered. You need to feel, like you said, committed and grounded and So sometimes it's kind of simple in that sense.
Yes.
And then look at what would you need to be thinking then to feel centered and calm, grounded, focused, determined, committed. What would you need to be thinking?
I'm pausing because I don't really know. Is this what I'd be thinking throughout the day?
No, it can be, but it's just like a new thought.
Gotcha.
You can create a new thought, anything that you might think might be cool to think, and I will guide you through it.
Okay. So the first thing that comes to mind is I would think, it's going to be okay. Like, don't worry. Just keep doing what you're doing. Stay on course. Everything is going to work out.
Okay. Love that. So you're onto something here, Andrea, because here's the thing, okay? And I teach my client this, to start always when they create a new thought, to always start with I choose to. And you can say I choose to believe. So I choose to believe that I am okay. Right? You see, I choose to believe that I am okay, that everything is okay. I choose to trust that everything will, I will figure this out, or I will, so see whatever else comes up for you around if you use that.
Mm-hmm. I choose to allow the abundance to flow towards me. I choose to be open to all the possibilities that could occur today. I choose to love my husband, regardless of how I'm feeling internally. I choose to always show him that I love him, or my kids. I choose to have some free time for myself, to allow myself to introspect and feel better inwardly. Is that all good options?
And so let me ask you this then. How does that make you feel when you think these thoughts?
Like amazing.
Uh-huh.
Like, so saying them, and I know we're doing this as an example, which it still reflects for me, but saying them, it's like an inner sense of warmth in my chest, and I feel lighter saying those words even out loud, because I'm sure people are thinking this while they're listening to the podcast. And I think saying it out loud has a different finality to it than just thinking the thought.
Yeah, very much so. And exactly as you point out, what we think and when we say it out loud, especially, but it's so powerful. It really is. You really notice then that thoughts create feelings immediately when you think them. You can't help it. You start feeling things. And that's when you know when you're onto an awesome thought, that this is what you need to rehearse instead and teach with the power of your mind, teach your lower brain how to think these new thoughts. So that's the work of mindfulness, to noticing when you're having crappy thinking and to walk them, your own thinking, through the circle of being and reverse engineer that into a new thought that you teach your lower brain to start instead producing habitually over and over again. Because the lower brain is like a machine. It does whatever you teach it. It has no choice but to learn, which is pretty cool. That's why we are so powerful once we start understanding mindfulness at a deeper level. Why, when we understand that, oh my God, I have the power of in my own mind to change my own brain. And it's a game changer. Your whole life changes once you start understanding this and tapping into this. And we're just scratching the surface here, mm-hmm. okay? This can be go so deep that it changes you at the core of your being, and you're never the same person again. And you become this superhuman, you know, just walking around and bouncing back from any setback with ease, and just being this point B person performing at a super high level that you never thought was available to you. So I can't say good enough things about the power of mindfulness once we really understand it and once we really know how to tap into it.
Now, while we're sitting here and we've just gone through the exercise together, and this exact same thing happened when you and I talked personally like a month ago, is now I can feel my lower brain talking to me already, saying, oh, come on, Andrea, you know, your life is just fine. You're doing everything that you need to. Nothing's wrong. We don't need to make any changes. Like, I'm already feeling the lower brain start to talk me out of this, saying, oh, this is too simple. There's no way it could be this easy. And yeah I feel inspired for a second, but I'm going to go right back to my old patterns. What do we do in that instance? Because I'm sure it's happening to everybody right now.
Oh my God, all the time. And I love that you just saw that. So absolutely. And so here's the thing, right? Yes, the lower brain will talk you out of anything. And it will try to make everything complicated, right? Because here's the thing. The lower brain is not sophisticated. And it's kind of the same thinking that we all have. So none of us, we're not unique in that sense. It's like the lower brain's thoughts are just wandering from one brain to the other. We're all one brain. But here's the thing. Yes, it will try to talk you out of it. And it will always be repeating that life is hard. Things are complicated. Things are very difficult to figure out. And the thing is that, no, life is pretty simple. Once you crack that code and you start seeing that the lower brain is just kind of telling you all these lies and untruth, and it's just doing its job to keep you safe. That's its job. And it does whatever it thinks is necessary for your survival, to keep you where you are, exactly as you are. And actually, the lower brain will go that as far as it has to keep you in the one habit that it has learned. And it means, for example, if you are an overeater, it will keep driving you to overeat and overeat and overeat. And you keep gaining weight and, you know, just feeling worse. And it can completely ruin your health, and it can ruin many, many other areas of your life as well, right? If you look at any kind of addiction, or when you're struggling with overthinking and overanalyzing stuff, and now, you know, it really does. It can ruin your life if you're not onto it, if you don't simply see it for what it is, that, oh my God, it's a primitive brain, it's doing its job, and it's doing what it has learned to do, and it kind of goes on overdrive once it learns something. And this is the thing, right? Right this very moment, not only you, Adriana, I love that you brought this up, and you're listening to this podcast, and exactly what Andrea are saying, your brain goes, yeah, too simple, whatever, and you totally dismiss this, and you're like, I'm gonna go with willpower and keep on, you know, pushing through. And but let me just invite you to open your mind a little bit here. Just start looking towards the people that are really practicing mindfulness, that are understanding what it is. I'm going to give you guys one example on, like, Tim Ferriss. He's always into mindfulness and talking about it, and in his books, and he explains it, and he's been practicing this for a long time. And just people have understood how having awareness, how being able to have the superpower of focusing your attention wherever you want it to go, why they are so successful, why they are able to do things at a tempo that other people find like mind-boggling, they can't understand. And it is this. Once you start understanding where your thinking comes from and how meaningless it is and how you actually have the power to shift your attention to wherever you want it to go instead, your life will change in a way that it will blow your own mind. Mm-hmm. But let me just end with that, because truly, let me call you out on your own crap if you're now thinking like, yeah, whatever, I'm going to stay with my old stuff. I'm going to keep on, you know, outlining my plan and keep on writing it down in my calendar and just hoping that will solve it. I'm just going to be a better planner and I'm going to work at it harder. And I'm going to just tell you, no, that's not going to work. We all try that. I'm going to keep on being stuck in the 0.8 person circle again and again and again, because who's running the show? Your lower brain is running the show. And you need to understand that. You need to see that. And you need to start working through that and working towards that, the cause of your everything in your life. Just a thought.
And this is where that power statement came into play with me. And you said, coming back to that, I choose to, whatever it is, because it blank. And this is what I really loved about our exercise together, because it really helped me kind of, you know, it's not about turning off the lower brain. It's not about saying, oh, there's those negative thoughts again. I should never have negative thoughts ever again. But it's saying, okay, I hear you, but I'm still choosing to, you know, be this way because of this outcome.
Yes. And, you know, Andrea, you just brought something up that is very, very important. And I'm so glad you did, because here's what I see people do all the time. First of all, that they're scared of their own thinking. That's one thing. So people avoid their thinking and you're just not aware of it. And sometimes I talk to clients, I ask them, so what are you thinking? They're like, I don't know, like not in touch with their thinking world at all. So that is one thing. And then you see a lot of people trying to manage their thinking in a way that it's like, okay, I need to control it, or I need to have all these situations around me that are perfect so that my thinking will not be triggered. So for example, if you talk about food, you try to avoid food that will trigger you, because then you overeat. So you avoid instead thoughts showing up, you don't understand really where thoughts come from, and that they essentially are harmless. They're just thoughts, just energy, really, truly nothing. And that we, who we truly are, that's who we are being, and that is where all the power lies. And we essentially are extremely powerful once we notice that and start tapping into that. And once we understand this, it's not about resisting thoughts. It's not about fighting with the thoughts. It's not about trying to change the thoughts that show up. Mindfulness teaches you this, that it's just about noticing that I'm having crappy thinking, insecure thinking, just letting it flow through us. They come and they go. We do not have to pay attention to them. And instead, we can actually choose to shift our attention to something else, a new thought that creates new feelings. And that drives us to do whatever it is that we need to do in order to have the outcomes that we want to have in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I hope that made sense.
I love that. And so I really hope people listen, because you'll have to listen to this again, and you'll have to actually run through the exercise. And we did it pen to paper, drawing the circle, putting being at the top, doing on the side of the circle, and done at the bottom of the circle, and writing out all of the words that we just went through, and then reframing it exactly as Fernanda laid it out to what would the opposite be. If we wanted to start done this way, what would our doing be? What would our being be? And really like having that out, maybe even at your desk next to your bed, so that you can reflect on it all the time. And as I said, my favorite exercise was that I choose statement. So anytime you hear the negative thoughts coming in, remember why you've chosen to become that point B person. And So Fernanda, if people wanted to reach out to you and even use you, because with your expertise on helping people with mindfulness eating, I mean, that's a lot of the patients that we see. But if people wanted to reach out to you personally or as a resource for their patients or clients, what are some great ways of doing that?
I think just reaching out through my website, Life on Telus. So it's Life on Telus with 2L in the end, T-E-L-L-U-S. So there you can find my email address and all kind of ways to contact me. And you can find me on social media as well as Life on Telus and on Facebook. So yeah, I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. So just send me a PM if you want to or an email and I will be so happy to get back to you.
Awesome. And thank you so much for your time and walking us through that exercise. And I can't wait for everybody to hear this because it is definitely something I think every week, every month you need to go back to and remind yourself, because it's just like anything else. You have to exercise and train and rinse and repeat. But I just wanted to say thank you again so much for your knowledge and helping me work through what I need to work through. And I hope you're going to touch a lot of other people as they listen to the show and share this with everybody, because everybody needs this work, I think.
Absolutely. I agree. And thank you so much, Andrea, for having me on the show. It's been my pleasure.
So there you have it, another wonderful interview in the books. And I really do hope that you take a moment and go back through this entire show. And as I said at the very beginning, get a pen and paper out and walk through the exact exercise that we went through and allow yourself the space to be very honest with your feelings and don't cloud anything. Don't stop you from thinking any particular thing. This is an exercise that is going to help you grow and develop and become that point B person in your business. And sometimes we have to face some facts that we don't necessarily want to face or admit to in our lives, and nobody else needs to see this, just you. But the more honest we are with ourselves and the more we can figure out where these negative thoughts are coming from and acknowledge them, the more likely we are to achieve that success that we want to in our business and in our life. So please go back and listen to this whole show again and do the exercise that we just went through. And of course, if you are ready to step up and take some unbelievable action and radical responsibility and commitment to your business that you just have not been showing it up to this point, I would love to help you do that. So reach out to me personally, info@themaximmovement.com, or find me on Instagram at AndreaMaximND or on Facebook, Maximized Business Facebook page. And reach out to me in any of those platforms, and I would love to chat and set up a Skype call where we can really figure out what's going on in your business. And I'm pretty good at figuring out where the missing pieces are and what we need to start focusing on. So do not hesitate to reach out to me. I mean, what have you got to lose to get a few gold nuggets that could perhaps change the course of your business? I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you again so, so much for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave your reviews on iTunes. Let me know what you like about the show. Let me know what you want to hear more about, because this show is for you. I'm Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.